مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Master Business Idioms. Lesson number 2 and part 1. So in this lesson, we are going to learn these idioms. So guys, focus. Work out the kinks. Fine tune. No ifs, ands, or buts. Just for the record. Cut it close. And reality check. Let's begin. So the first one is to work out the kinks. It means to solve the problems with something or somebody. To work out the kinks. The company announced that they will delay the launch of their new product by 2 weeks. They still need to work out the kinks with their packing process. The software will be out on the market as soon as the development staff has worked out the kinks. 2. Fine-tune. To fine-tune. It means to make small adjustments to something to increase the effectiveness or to make something work better. Rick hired an executive coach to help him fine-tune his managerial skills. Another example, the advanced angler seeking to fine-tune his angling skills. No ifs, ands, or buts. It means no excuses. It's absolutely necessary that this is how it's going to be no matter what anyone says. All employees must attend the team building workshop tomorrow. No ifs, ands, or buts. I want no ifs, ands, or buts. Give Sam his game back right now. Just for the record. Also, we can say for the record. Well, it means let me make my opinion clear. Let me make my opinion clear. Just for the record. I know that everybody else likes the idea of using a bear for a mascot, but just for the record, I think it's a lousy idea. I'd like to say for the record that at no time have I ever accepted a bribe from anyone. Next one is to cut it a little close. To cut it close. To try to do too much before a deadline. To not leave enough time to get a task done. Jerry promised his customer he'd ship out the farm equipment by the end of the week, since we haven't assembled it yet. I think that's cutting it close. We'll be cutting it close, but we should get there just before the movie starts. Reality check. What does it mean? A reality check. It means let's think realistically about a situation. This is said when you don't like something that is being suggested because you don't think the other person is thinking particularly or logically. You think we can start selling our products through our website next month? Time for a reality check. Nobody at our company knows anything about e-commerce. The disappointing results of the last election were a reality check for the Republicans. Okay, guys, now let's review them very fast. To work out the kinks, which means to solve the problems with someone or something. To fine-tune, to make small adjustments to something to increase the effectiveness. No ifs, ands, or buts, which means no excuses. just for the record, which means let me make my opinion clear. Cut it close. To try to do too much before a deadline. Reality check, which means let's think realistically about this situation. Master business idioms. Lesson number 2, part 2. In this lesson and this part, we learn these idioms. To step up to the plate, to get the job done, to work down to the wire, to do whatever it takes, 24/7, at the end of the day. Okay, guys, let's start. To step up to the plate, what does it mean? Well, it means to take action, to do one's best, to volunteer. Step up to the plate. Let's understand it in some examples. We need someone to be in charge of organizing the office holiday party. Who'd like to step up to the plate and start working on this project? In this crisis, we all need to step up to the plate and make a difference. To get the job done. Well, it means to do the job successfully, to accomplish the task, to get the job done. We plan to outsource all of our software development to IBM. We know they have the resources to get the job done. Our boss is asking us to get this job done as soon as possible. We just have 4 days. A very useful idiom is to work down to the wire. To work down to the wire means to work until the last minute, to work until just before the deadline. To work down to the wire. The investment bankers need to turn in their report at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and they've still got many hours of work left on it. They are going to be working down to the wire. We had very little time to get the place decorated for the party, which meant that everyone worked right down to the wire. Next one is to do whatever it takes. To do whatever it takes. It means to do anything and everything necessary to accomplish a task or reach a goal. For example, it's very important that our new product be ready before Christmas. Do whatever it takes to make that happen. We must do whatever it takes to deliver the project on time, otherwise the boss might fire us. Next one is 24/7. 24/7, which means around the clock, 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. During task season, many accountants work 24/7. You just can't afford to let things get you down, especially when you are on call 24/7. Next one is at the end of the day. At the end of the day means in summary, when we look back on this after we're finished. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, the most important thing is how many cases of product we were able to ship this year. At the end of the day. Of course, I listen to what she has to say, but at the end of the day, it's my decision. Okay, guys, now let's review the idioms very fast. To step up the plate means to take action, to do one's best, to volunteer, to get the job done, to do this job successfully, to accomplish the task, to work down to the wire, which means to work until the last minute, and to do whatever it takes, which means to do anything and everything necessary to accomplish a task. 24/7, which means around the clock 24 hours a day. And at the end of the day means, in summary, when we look back on this after we're finished.